The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Dalad. The Gemara Menachas Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Beis brings a brisa. Hamisnadiv Shemen, that if somebody donates oil, he decides to bring a carbon of oil of Shemen to the Beis Hamikdash. Just like it's possible for a person to bring a carbon mincha, a person can make a nether and a davar that he wants to bring a carbon oil, that's oil. A mincha has flour together with the oil and levoina, but this, the person is only bringing, he's bringing oil on its own. So the Gemara says that it's possible for a person to bring a carbon that's completely oil, just oil. What do you do with such a carbon? If somebody brings a jug of oil and he says this is his carbon, what is the process? What do we do with it? So the Gemara says koimtzoi v'shiar of necholin. They perform kmitza on the shemen. A kmitza is what the Gemara says, what the Torah says you do to a carbon mincha. Somebody brings a carbon mincha that has flour and oil. The flour and oil is mixed together and placed in a kli. And the kayang does kmitza. He sticks his hand into the kli, and he takes a fistful out, and that kaimitz, as it's called, your makriv on the mizbech, that gets burned on the mizbech, and the rest is given to the kayanim, and the kayanim eat it. So the Gemara says over here that shemen, the oil, has the same halacha as a mincha, and just like when someone rings a mincha, the kmitz is performed and the rest is eaten by the kohanim. So too, some misnad of shemen kaimtzai, your kohen comes and does a kmitza on the shemen, on the oil, and that is makar on the mizbech, and the rest, yishar of nechal, and the rest of the oil, the whatever is left over afterwards, is given to the kohanim, and the kohanim have a mitzvah to eat it. The question discussed in the mefarshim is that I understand when someone brings a mincha, mincha is flour and oil, or even if it's a mincha that's just flour, there's certain menachas, like a mincha schoite, then someone does an aveira and he brings a carbon, or a mincha that a soita brings, minchas kenois, so it only has flour, so I understand it's possible for a kayin to take a handful of flour, or flour and oil mixed together, and that he can hold in his hand, and be makrivit on the mizbech. However, how is a person supposed to do kmitza on oil? Oil is a liquid. If a person sticks his hand into a cup or a bowl that's filled with oil, how is it possible for him, if he does kmitza, the oil's not going to stay in his hand? How is it possible for a kohen to perform kmitza on such a thing? So this question is discussed by the Tosis Yom Tov on the Mishnayis, here in Menachas Perik Yud Beis Mishnah Hei, and he says obviously to do a normal kmitza is not possible, so the only possible way to perform a kmitza, says the Tosis Yom Tov, is to take some type of cup, to take a kli that's the size of the kmitz. The Gemara says that the size, the amount that a kohen, when a kohen performs kmitza, the amount of flour that he takes needs to be at least the size of two zesim, of two kizesim, the size of two olives. So we make a cup, we design a cup that has that amount, the amount of the kaimitz, whatever the kaimitz is supposed to be, at least two kizesim, and instead of the kain actually sticking his hand into the kli and performing the kmitz, that way he sticks the cup, he puts the cup into the kli, and he fills up the cup, and that way he can perform kmitz, and the oil will stay in the cup, and it won't. That's the proper way to perform kmitza on this carbon. Now the Gemara has a discussion in Yuma on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. If by every mincha, every carbon mincha, if the Torah requires the kohen to actually stick his hands into the mincha himself with his hands and perform the kmitza, or do we say that if he doesn't want to, he can make a kli, oisin kli l'kaimitz, he can take a kli that is the size of the kaimitz and stick it in and perform the kmitza that way? The Gemara has a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The halacha is that we paskin that we don't make a kli for a kaimitz. The kaimitz has to be performed by hand. So it seems that the Tos Yomtev over here holds that since there's no other way, so it's impossible otherwise. So here, everyone would agree that over here, since there's no other path, there's no other way to perform the kmitza, that a person would be able to do perform the kmitza with doing a kli. However, in the Pirush of Rabbeinu Gershom, on the side of the Gemara over here, Rabbeinu Gershom says a fascinating thing. Rabbeinu Gershom says on the Gemara says that when you're misadav shemen koimtzoy, he says one word. He says koimtzoy yikafenu. Yikafenu means you should congeal the oil. You should solidify the oil. You cause the oil to congeal, to solidify. That's how the Rabbeinu Gershom explains the word koimtzoy in the Gemara. What does he mean? What on earth does he mean? So the Mikdash David in Simon Yud Aleph of Cotton Bays says that what Rabbeinu Gershom means is that Rabbeinu Gershom is bothered by this problem. Tais Yom, this problem. How is it possible to perform a kmitza on oil? Oil is a liquid. The liquid won't stay in your hands. How is it possible to do such a thing? Therefore, Rabbeinu Gershom said the only possible way that you can perform the kmitza on oil is to congeal the oil. You take the oil, you could freeze it, you could do some other method that will cause the oil to solidify and congeal. Once the oil is congealed, so now it's very easy to perform the kmitza on the oil. Now, number one, it would seem that if this is the correct pshat in Rabbeinu Gershom, that he disagrees with the Tosfos Yomtev. Tosfos Yomtev says, there's no other eitzah, there's nothing else we could do, so you could use a kli. So it would seem Rabbeinu Gershom disagrees. And Rabbeinu Gershom is saying, there's no other way to do it. So then what do you do instead of, what do you do, how would you perform the kmitza? So he says, the eitzah is, the solution is to congeal the oil. The Mikdash David says, however, that he has a big problem with this Rabbeinu Gershom. Says the Mikdash David, that generally in halacha, we find that there is a difference when it comes to halacha, when we talk about shiurim of things that the person is mechuyev to eat or drink, or things that are also to eat and drink, and the Torah gives a shiur, we find that there's a discrepancy, there's a difference between the shiur, the minimum shiur that's required for a food item, and the minimum shiur, the minimum amount that's required for a liquid item. Generally speaking, most of the time, we say that the shiur of foods is a kezayis. For most mitzvahs and many surim in the Torah, the shiur is a kezayis, the shiur of an average medium-sized olive. That is the shiur of a kezayis, of most things. By a kaimitz, we mentioned before, the mitzvah to perform kmitza, there's a machlokes in the Gemara about it, but the psak halacha is, the Rambam says, that the minimum size of kmitza is two kezayisim, ein kaimitz pachos, Mishnei Zeisim, the minimum size of a kaimitz has to have two olives. Okay. When it comes to liquids, when we talk about the minimum amount of liquids that a person has to drink to be obligated, or if we talk about something which is also to drink, what's the shear that a person has to drink in order to be over the Avera? So there, the Gemara usually gives a different shear. Instead of the shear being a kezayis, we say that the shear is a revius. A revius haloig. A quarter of a loig. A quarter of a loig is equivalent to three olives. Kebetza or mechza, 1.5 eggs, which is equivalent to 3 olives. Now, the Gemara says in a number of places that if you take certain liquids that are the size of a revius and you congeal them, then when the liquids that condense, they condense into, when they congeal, they condense into the shear of a kezayis. So there's an equivalency between liquids and solids, that the shear kezayis of a solid is equivalent to the shear revius of a liquid. Therefore, says the Mikdash David, that it would seem to be that there would be a very big chiddush in these words of Rabbeinu Gershom. Because if the shear of a kmitza in general is two olives, that would be two olives if the shear is a shear of, if the shear is shear of a something which is a solid. If you're going to take the shear of a kaimitz of a liquid, so you would have to translate two Aleph, the shear of two kizaisim, each kizayis of equivalent by a liquid would be three zaisim. So the shear should be six zaisim. So now what's going to happen if I take this oil and I congeal it? If I congeal it now, what happens? Do we say now the shear changes? Really, when you bring the oil is in its natural state is a liquid. Now that I congeal it, how much do I have to do? How much of the oil do I have to perform as the kmitzah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kmitzah? Is the shear a kizayis, or is the shear more like a revius? Now the truth is that the hanocha of the Mikdash David, this is the Mikdash David, assumes that the shear over here above a kaimitz will change. The Tezumtiv clearly said not like that. The Tezumtiv said, according to Tezumtiv, you make a kli, you make some type of cup, and the cup is the size of a kaimitz, and that's what you do, the kmitza, that's what you do. The Tezumtiv says clearly that the shear is only two olives. He doesn't say that the shear should be different just because it's a liquid. And the Tezumtiv holds you're making the kaimitz when it's in liquid form, not when it's in solid form. So you see, the Tezumtiv holds that it doesn't change. However, the Mikdash David says it's very possible that the shear will change, and then we have a big problem exactly how to figure out what the shear of the kaimitz is. Now, in this Shiloh, this is a more general question of liquids that solidify, liquids that congeal, or liquids that are frozen and they turn into a solid. What is their halachic status? Do they have the same status that they had before when they were a liquid, or do they have a different status? There's a Mishnah in the Maseches Tyrus in Perek Gimel that talks about the halachic status of a foods that became tameh. We know that foods become tameh and liquids become tameh. Drinks can become tameh. But the Mishnah over there discusses what's the halacha if I have a mashke, a drink that became tameh, and then it was frozen, I have water that became tameh, and then it was frozen. The Mishnah seems to say that it's not tameh anymore because it changed its state. It changed from a liquid state to a solid state. It's not considered a mashke. It's considered a new object. It's not considered the same thing that it was before. And since it's not considered the same as it was before, so it's not tameh anymore. It does not retain its tumah. We find a similar halacha. The Arzurua says that we know there's a iser in the Torah. The Torah says that yayin nesach is also to drink. Wine that was poured on behalf of an avodah zara is yayin nesach. It's also to drink. The chacham came and they said that even that all wine that a guy touched that belongs to a guy is also the hanah. It's also to drink and it's also to have any benefit. The question is, what happens if I have wine that was frozen? Or wine that a guy touched and then the wine was frozen, does it still have the status of yayin? Does it still retain the status of wine and therefore it will remain aser? The Arzurua says it's not aser. The iser of yayin nesach is only when it's in a liquid state, not when it's in a solid state. There's also another application of this question, a more common application, which is the application of Hilchos Brachos. Now the halacha is that when someone is in the middle of a meal, he washes and he makes hamotzi, and he's in the middle of eating a suda, so the bracha of hamotzi takes care of all the foods that he eats during a meal. So he doesn't have to make a specific bracha on each food he eats. And the same is true for all the liquids that he drinks. All the things, the liquids that he drinks are considered part of his meal, and he does not need to make a shahakol on the drinks, whatever he drinks during the meal. The question is, what happens when it comes to dessert? Let's say he's at the end of a meal. The end of a meal, they serve other foods that are considered dessert. So, generally speaking, that at the end of the meal is not considered part of the meal. Then, in many situations, many circumstances, one would be required to make a new shahakal on a food that would be served as a dessert at the end of the meal. The question is, what if you serve ice cream at the end of the meal? If you serve ice cream at the end of the meal, if it's considered a solid, so it's like any food or candy that's served at the end of a meal that's considered a dessert, one would be required to make another brach of shahakal. However, according to what we're saying, it's not so clear that ice cream will be considered a solid. Ice cream was a liquid that was congealed, it was solidified, it was frozen, and was turned into a solid. So if I consider this as a liquid that was in a different state, that which state was changed, so under such circumstances, maybe you would make a shahakal. In fact, it's said over in the name of Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, that says that he held that he was choshish for this tzad. There was a possibility that ice cream might be considered a liquid, or might not be considered a salad. And since it's considered a liquid, it would be a suffik brachas, and one would not be allowed to make a shahako. You would not make a shahako at the end of the meal on eating ice cream, because there would be a suffik if a suffik brachas, and a suffik brachas we don't make a bracha. However, there are many poskim who disagree. First of all, the question is whether this svara is true. It might not be considered a mashkin. Right now it's considered, it's solid. It would be considered a oichel. It's also not so clear that even drinks that are served at the end of the meal, they might require a new brach of shahakol. It's very possible, there's a whole discussion about it in the poskim, if coffee or tea is served at the end of the meal, is that considered part of the meal or not? It might not be considered part of the meal. If it's not considered part of the actual meal, then even on something which would be a clear liquid, one would have to make a shahakol. And therefore, there are many poskim, it's brought down in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that in the Sefer Zayis HaBracha, that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that there's enough what to rely on that you would make a shahakol, and that is the way that's also paskin by the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, and Chelik Alef Siman Reish Hei, who says clearly that even if we say that it would be considered a liquid, without getting into our question whether it's a liquid or a solid, still one would make a shahakol, because there's what to rely on that even if it's a liquid that's served at the end of the meal is not considered part of the meal, and therefore it would be appropriate to make a broch of shahakol on the ice cream.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.